evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome to tonight's Team RPM Global Sunday Call. Happy Sunday to everybody. My name is Barbara Morelli, and I'm a team coordinator out of the Toronto Marketplace, and I have the distinct honor and privilege of opening up tonight's amazing call. I am super excited for tonight's call to begin. So what you need to do is you need to get into a quiet place and have a pen and a paper, a notepad, or a recorder ready, whatever you need to do to take notes and receive your bits of golden nuggets tonight, because you do not want to miss a single word from tonight's global call. Guys, we are in the Christmas season. It is upon us, and we're about to say goodbye to 2018. But tonight, we learn the business principles to have the greatest year in 2009 from one of the best of the best in the industry. Okay, this call will be a historic call. So what do you need to do? You need to get your whole team on this call. You need to text them, email them, Snapchat them, Instagram them, get them on a three-way call. Do whatever you do. Do it right now to make sure that your whole team is on this call and let them be ready to receive their training in this world-class training from our incredible speaker tonight. And for the new people in our RPM family, I invite you to go to our team website, which is rpmglobal.biz. That's rpmglobal.biz. Here you're going to find everything that you need to have a massive success in ACN, as well as all the resources, the information on the local events, the regional events, the international events, just like the one we just got back from in California, in Long Beach. Make sure that when you're on that website, you go and you sign up for the Team RPM weekly newsletter. It's going to keep you up to date with all the happenings in Team RPM. And for those who don't know, RPM stands for recruiting plus promoting equals momentum. That's recruiting plus promoting equals momentum. Guys, I am so excited. I am so fired up and so jacked up. I have the distinct honor and privilege of introducing our speaker for tonight's call, and I am so excited. This gentleman is leading the expansion of this blessed company on a global level, and not only here in Toronto, but on a global level. In the past, he was the owner of multi-million dollar companies, and he's been featured in numerous business magazines and publications, including a recent issue of the Success From Home magazine. He's been knighted by the Italian government for all his capital contributions, so he is officially a sir, okay? He also holds a lucrative position in ACN, an SVP, the Senior Vice President position in our company. He is a Circle of Champions member, and he sits on the board with our co-founders and is involved in making a lot of key decisions for our company. He's a bunch of fun. He has helped and mentored tens of thousands of people in ACN, so you know he has a big heart. So, guys, without further ado, please help me welcome to tonight's call Circle of Champions member, Senior Vice President, Cavaliere Franco LaFranco.
I'm Ms. Barbara Morelli. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction and way to get our global call off to an incredible start. I want to thank you for all that you do for yourself, for your family, and our organization. You have an incredible work ethic, an incredible commitment to your family, to your organization, and I love the way you build your ACM business. So thank you so much for everything that you do and for really blazing the path in so many cities, so many countries that you're building your business in. Thank you, Ms. Barbara Morelli. And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the RPM Global Call. Welcome to all our new folks. Welcome to all the people that are now about to change their financial lives forever. We're excited to have you part of the RPM family. As Barbara said, RPM stands for recruiting plus promoting equals momentum. And I couldn't be more excited. As you all know, we have a huge goal in ACN, huge, gigantic, which is to take our business to $1 billion in billing over the next few years. We want to help 1,000 people become regional and senior vice president. And we want to be able to feed 1 million children per month. Yes, 1 million. It's a big goal, we know. But we believe, we have faith that we'll be able to do that and change those many people's lives and take care of that many children. So we have a big goal, and we're looking right now for the next generation, next wave of extraordinary leaders that are going to help us accomplish all those things. And, you know, ACN is making it easy for us with all the things they're doing, all the things we're launching. I just came back yesterday from Bogota, Colombia. I was there for a few days. We did some events. We did an incredible leadership training with all the team coordinators and regional vice president, Mr. Robert Stefanowski. I had some time, a chance to spend a lot of time with Mr. Stefanowski, and I got to tell you, the future is incredible. What ACN is working on for 2019 is spectacular, from not only in Colombia with launching multiple services later in 2019, but also other Latin American countries, plus all the incredible things that are happening here. But before we get tonight's call, my favorite part of the call, which is to be able to go over our global top producers, which I'm excited about and fired up about. I love our top producers. They work hard. They're changing lives, making a difference, hungry to really make things happen. Just very inspiring, all of them, to be around. So here we go. This is for all the production from December 1st to the 8th. So obviously the month is still young, so the competition is still fresh. But here's what we got. Here's our top 10 ETLs in team trainer production. Top 10 ETLs in team trainer production. We have a 8-way tie for second with Antonio Silva, Deborah Schroeder. So Antonio Silva is from the United States, Deborah Schroeder from Canada, Daniel Romero from Colombia, Jose Ramirez from Mexico, Ian McCutcheon from Canada, Blair Lawrence from Canada, Stern Dipper Paul Arshi from Canada, and Joel Abital from Canada. And we have a 2-way tie for first place with Hartaj and Randeep Singh, and Mary Solai Mendez. Congratulations. And then here we go. Top 10 team trainer production for TC Open Line. Here we go. Top 10. We have a 7-way tie for second, so you can tell it's really close. It's, the month is new. Number 10, we have Samuel Moreno tied with Edith Lopez, tied with Javier Leon, tied with Sharon Eisner, tied with Mauricio Diaz, tied with Celio Blandon, and tied with Giovanni Atehurta, Colombia, Canada, Colombia. And then in first, we have a 3-way tie with Jaswinder Singh from Canada, Ivan Prieto from Colombia, and Edwin Criollo from Colombia. And then RD Open Line, Team Tainer Production. At number 3, we have David Anoya-Zaltzman. At number 2, we have Steve Breakstone, and tied for first for RD Open Line, we have Cosmo and Giovanna Didillo, Franco Lofranco, and Hasmarine Kang. Congratulations, everybody. And then we have RVP Open Line, top 3 team trainer production, top 3. Number 3, we have Julio Vargas from Colombia. Number 2, Samuel Moreno from Colombia. And number 1, Franco Lofranco for RVP Open Line. Congratulations to everyone so far for the month of December. So the action is fast and furious. People are competing hard for the top spots. Obviously, if you're in the top spots, you're making some great money, so congratulations. But you're also showing what a champion you are. And right now, it's unbelievable. Tonight's call is really powerful and really important to help you have a powerful 2019. Because 2019, in my opinion, will become the greatest year in ACN history. And I'll tell you why. Because we're doing things that have never been done before. First of all, we're launching new services, okay, including services that we've never had before in our history, like ID theft. Oh, my goodness. The future of where security is going is personal theft security, and we're going to be launching that service like LifeLock has. They've had the whole market to themselves pretty much. We'll move aside LifeLock, because here comes ACN ID Theft Solutions. We're going to kick your butt, and we're going to make a fortune along the way. We're launching wireless in Canada. Wait until you see how we launch wireless in Canada. We're launching tech management both in the United States and Canada, and so many more things, more services in other countries. We are really ramping it up. Second, what we're going to be doing in 2019 is dramatically enhancing the customer service experience. We've already started that with Flash in the United States with the white glove treatment, so now people can just call in and have a agent now walk the customer right through the process. All they got to do is have all their information ready, fill out the sheet, get on the phone, and bam, they'll be walked through the entire process. No longer do we need to know all the technical details of Flash. They're unnecessary because the agent on the phone will take care of them. And then we're launching the same white glove treatment for internet for Canada. What does that mean? We're going to have professional installers go right to the house, set up the internet, the home phone, right as it's installed, so that there's no issue, no error every single time. It's a perfect installation, and they will not leave until it's perfectly done. And there's so many more enhancements coming. I can't wait for you to see them all, just to make the customer experience incredible, absolutely incredible. And the technological enhancements that are coming, like, for example, on the app. We're putting the app in 2019 on steroids. It starts December 13th with the social sharing platform plus everything else that we'll be able to do after that. So, look, this is all, it's overwhelming. Like, I know I have a ton, I can imagine for all of you, but even for myself, it's overwhelming. Like, to be honest, I get anxiety. I get anxiety. It's like, oh my gosh, how do I do that? All this stuff is happening. Oh my goodness, it's crazy. Now I'm a senior vice president, I get anxiety, right? And so I can imagine someone who's just new, getting started, who really doesn't know what to do. You know, I can't imagine being that person. That might be you on the phone tonight. Like, what do I do? How do I do this? What do I need to create? I get it's overwhelming. But here's what I've learned and what I want to talk about tonight and how to prepare you for 2019. In business, first of all, it's very important, and I mean very important, to keep a level head. You know, in business, we're going to have highs and lows. It's normal, okay? But here's what I've learned being in business since I was 22 years old. 28 years now, I'm 50 years old. And here's what I've learned in the last 20 years about business. You got to keep a level head no matter what's happening. You can't make your highs too high and your lows too low. You have to stay in the middle. You got to stay even keeled. And just understand you're going to have good days and bad days in business. It's all normal. What you got to do is keep your consistency. So the actions that you take every day, be consistent, be consistent, be consistent. You have to understand that you got to be able to achieve daily and weekly results on a consistent basis. So what does that mean? You're doing the work that needs to get done every day, every week, to keep your weekly and daily results consistent. And what happens is people get their highs so high that they lose their mind, they stop working on what they're supposed to be working on, and then they go down. And they get so low, they stop again, they try to get back to work, and then they, it's too low, and they stop that. Look, I've been blessed to work with some of the most successful business owners in North America, even before ACN. And now that I'm in ACN, I get to work with some extraordinary people. I've recruited some incredible people, but I also get to work with some of the best entrepreneurs I've ever met in my life, and that's the ACN co-founders. And I just do what they do. You know, I watch and observe, and I watch what they, and I listen to what they teach me, and it's what I want to cover tonight that will hopefully prepare you and have you have an incredible 2019. Because I've noticed something consistent with successful people. I really have. You know, the average person, and it's also because of this time of year. You know, this time of year is a very interesting time of the year. It is the most controversial time of the year, or one of them. It is the most polarizing in some cases. For a lot of times, it's the when we have the highest suicides. It's when people make the most money. It is an interesting time of the year. Like, it's fascinating. See, the average person in December, here's what happens to them, right? They buy in, this is the average person, to slowing down, taking time, taking weeks off, because they assume that's what everybody else does. They assume that, right? And then they barely make it to 2019 if they get through all the Christmas parties. And then they're excited for 2019. They're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm going to turn over this week. Never again am I going to have a horrible year like 2018. Because the average person never likes their year. If you talk to the average person, how many of them think, oh, yeah, my 2018 was awesome. I can't wait to repeat that. No, that's not how most people think. How most people think is, man, 2018 sucked. I hated it. I can't wait for 2019 because I got to change it. I got to turn a new leaf, and I'm going to be a different person, and I'm going to be so excited, and it's going to be a different year, and it's not going to be the same, and blah, 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 blah. But in reality, all that's going to happen is the exact same thing that happened in 2018 is going to happen again in 2019. Why? That's what people do. That's what the average person does, okay? So I'm not here to have an average conversation with you. I'm here to have an extraordinary conversation with you so you can have an extraordinary 2019 and tell you straight exactly what you need to do to have an extraordinary 2019. Because what I'm going to cover is what is necessary. If you're not prepared to do that, then please don't expect magical results in 2019. Don't expect you're going to have this great financial year in 2019. It's fantasy. So let's talk about what that is and how this works, okay? Because I don't want 2019 to become just another lost year like all the other years you may have had. I want this to be an incredible year for you. I want to start by giving you guys all an example of something interesting. If I were to tell you that there are, ready for this, almost 61 million gym memberships just in the United States, would you believe me? But there are. There are 61 million people that pay a monthly fee to go to the gym in the United States. And the average they pay is about $41 per month. That is the average monthly gym membership in the United States. Interesting, isn't it? Well, let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question, Why then are most people really fat? Why are most people overweight? Why are most people in a horrible physical? If there are 61 people that have a gym membership, and I'm sure other people should be going maybe even without a gym membership to the gym, right? But no, most people are not just overweight, grossly overweight. What is going on? Well, it's very simple. See, most gym memberships are sold, I'm sure you guys all probably already heard this, in the month of January, end of December, beginning of January, gyms go crazy signing up people. Why? Because they understand human psychology. They understand people lose their mind. I'm going to start a new leaf. I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm excited. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to join the gym, and I'm going to go crazy. Okay, good. So what do? They go out, and they sign up for the gym. And you know what? They actually start going 2-3 times a week in January and a little bit into February. But then what happens after February? People stop going to the gym regularly. And then by the 24th week, they stop going all together. They stop going at all. I'm going to give you an interesting statistic. Most of you have heard of Planet Fitness. I believe now Planet Fitness is the largest gym chain in the United States. Okay? Listen to this. The average Planet Fitness gym has 6,500 members on average that pay a monthly bill. 6,000 that pay a bill every single month. But do you know that their gyms are only built to have 300 people in the gym at one time? Huh? What? You have 6,500 members paying a bill, but only 300 can be at the gym working out that they have room for at one time. Wow. What do they know? Here's what they know. The human brain, how the average person, how the masses think. And the masses get all excited and then disappear. So why am I having this conversation with you? I'm having this conversation just to see which person you are and how to become someone that's extraordinary versus be someone that's like everybody else, just like being the masses, just like being every single person that does what everybody else does, which is, by the way, all those people, most of them are broke. Most of them live off debt. Most of them don't have a great future. Most of them aren't the most happy people in the world. Okay? So how we get to being extraordinary, first of all, is doing the opposite of what average people do. So I'll say that again. Being extraordinary starts by doing the opposite of what average people do. So here's what successful people know. And this is very important. I want you to all write this down. Successful people know unequivocally that December is the most important month to work. I don't just don't mean an ACN. I mean in business in general, whether it's the restaurant business, whether it's the retail business, doesn't matter the industry is in. December is a critical month for business, absolutely critical. And the reason is because there's so many things happening. People are spending money. People are doing all these things for the travel industry. It is a huge month for almost every single industry. Now, let me tell you why December for businesses is so important. First of all, for a lot of businesses, it makes or breaks your business. By the way, this includes ACN, and I'm going to explain why in a minute, okay? It's important because successful people finish things strong. See, successful people are successful for a reason. They know how to finish, and they know how to finish a year. They know how to complete something powerfully. So one of the reasons why 2019 needs to be strong for you is you got to finish 2018 strong regardless of how it's gone so far. It doesn't matter. Because the second thing that happens is it sets the tone. December sets the tone for 2019. It creates your momentum and leverage for 2019. Look, January, February, and March in our industry are the three biggest producing working months in the business. But what happens in December will dictate how that goes. Just because January, February, and March are the biggest producing months for us doesn't mean you'll have any of that production if you don't do anything in December. In fact, what's likely is you'll have very minimal production when other people are making an absolute fortune in January, February, March. And I'll give you guys some examples of what I mean in a minute. So in ACN, December is an absolutely critical month. In fact, here's what happens in December in ACN. You recruit the hungriest people. You're going to recruit our future top producers. You're going to recruit our future SVPs into the business. Why? Because people that get to work in December, I promise you, are hungry. And they're just waiting to be found. They are. They're out there. I'll take hunger over talent every day. I honestly don't care about people being talented at all. What I want are hungry people that have a big why, incredible work ethic. They're coachable. They're ready to follow a system because they're so hungry. See, when you're hungry, you'll do things that the average person never will. So let me tell you a simple story, because look, ACN is simple. We just need some work ethic. So, and this story I'm going to tell you is because I've learned business principles before ACN, and I realized the importance of December. But an amateur doesn't understand what happens or why December, like unless you've owned your own business, you really don't get how important December is to the bottom line. And so I knew this coming into ACM because I own companies, right? But I figured I learned and I studied what happened. So I'll never forget this, okay? I'll never forget this. It was the end of November, beginning of December 2008. I was a TC, a team coordinator, okay? And I had some momentum. I did. I had some momentum. I had some people. We were recruiting some people. We were doing pretty good. But I also realized, I was working hard, as Ken Bark told him, before I came into December. But I also realized that how important December was and what could happen for me in January, February, March. So my legs were all growing, and I did not want to lose momentum. Like, I was terrified. Oh, my God, it's the Christmas season. The holiday season is coming up. I really don't want to lose momentum. So what did I do in December of 2008? Here's what I did. I did meeting after meeting, PBR after PBR after PBR after PBR. I must have done the most PBRs I've ever done in 1 month in my ACN career. Like, I would say close to maybe 70 to 80, maybe more. I got to go back and count. I have my calendar. Probably, it could be even more than 80 PBRs I did that entire month. I was on fire. Meeting after meeting after meeting. And as a team, we recruited over 350 IBOs that month in December of 2008. Imagine that. I'm a TC, and we put in, as an organization, 350 IBOs in 1 month over the holiday season. Now, you may be wondering, how the heck did I do that? What did I do? Well, first of all, I went in with the right mindset, which I did not buy into the average person or the masses thinking, which is what? Well, it's December, nobody's going to work, no one's going to do anything, nobody wants to sign up. I expected people to sign up. I expected people to work. Why? Because I was looking for my future RVPs and SVPs. I was looking for my future team core. I was looking for the future leaders of our team. And I found a whole bunch of them. Number two, I knew the system. So because I understood the system, it was PBR after PBR after PBR after PBR after PBR. And I also learned something about human psychology. And here's what I learned. You know, we know in December for a lot of people, it's a depressing month. And people may wonder why it's one of the greatest months or one of the highest months for suicides. And the reason is very simple. But people, when you get to major holidays and family events, people get confronted with their life. People get confronted with their future and, you know, what they haven't accomplished and what's missing. And some people get very excited because 2019 is coming, but they don't do anything until 2019 and then they quit. Right? But most people get very confronted with their life. They get confronted with the fact that they'd love to have a great holiday but can't afford presents for people because they're broke and they have to go more into debt to buy some presents because they want to keep up and look good to their family and to the Joneses and they want to keep up and look good. Right? And that's what they want. So what do? They go more into debt. You know, and I'm sure some of you on the phone tonight right now are experiencing the exact same thing I'm talking about. And I'm sure you're probably experiencing the emotion I just talked about. So what happens? So what happens with these people? What did I say? What happened? Here's what I said because, you know, I realized this was happening. You know, but and people are, you know, they're looking for a better thing. You know, they can't wait till 2019 comes. You know why? Because their 2018 was horrible. It wasn't what they wanted. Yeah, it was okay. I'm sure it was fine. But they wanted something new. They want something. You know, like I said before, how many people end the year and say, oh, my God, that was the greatest year. I can't wait to do it again. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever heard that? No. Okay? So here we come with ACN. Here we come like Santa bringing gifts. Here we have the future. Here we have your answer. Here we have your solution for 2019, and it's called ACN. It's called financial independence. And let me tell you what I would say to people at PBRs, what I'd say with them when I was talking to them one-on-one. Here's what I would say. I'd say, let's get you started right now. Let's get you started. And let's start making you money right now, this month. Why? Because we want to create momentum for you for 2019 so that next year will be the most magical holiday season of your life. You'll have the most incredible December. You'll have a holiday that your family will never forget, and you will never experience what you're experiencing this December ever again. So let's get to work now. That's to make that a reality. And don't let another holiday season go by that isn't magical for you and your family. And I would just say that over and over and over again. And people got excited. People got excited to change their life, but with a real plan, how to make something concrete and to get started right now so they can have an impact dramatically into their business. So I didn't buy into people don't work in December. People, yeah, if nothing happens, but guess what? We're agents of change. We're here to change people's lives. And here's what happened, okay? Here's the crazy part of what happened, okay? So I went to work PBR after PBR after PBR, meeting after meeting after meeting, telling people about the future and what's possible for their life and what they can create so that next year will be an extraordinary year. And production happened. We had 350 people join the business, and I hit RVP on December 27th, 2 days after Christmas Day. I logged into my back office and it said the magical letters, regional vice president. I was on cloud nine. See, while everyone else was relaxing, buying stuff with money they didn't even have, partying each night at these crazy Christmas parties, going on holiday trips or doing whatever they're going to do, I was working harder than I'd ever worked before, literally 24/7 for the entire month of December. Look, Christmas Day is one day. It's great. It's one day, but it's one day. And by December 27th, bam, RVP. Now, here's the crazy part. That wasn't even the best part. You know what the best part was? Here's the best part. My team watched me and my work ethic, and they got to work, and they followed. And the new people that we brought in went to work. And they got excited. And they started having themselves, even as new people, record production. They exploded their business in a short period of time. And a few months later, I logged into my back office and didn't say RVP anymore. It said SVP. All because of that work I did in that magical December of 2008. Wow. So here's the question to ask yourself. Here's the question. Are you average? Are you part of the masses? Are you part of the broke masses pretending to be successful when they're really broke and doing really, honestly, nothing about it? Or are you part of the wealthy and free, ready to sacrifice and do whatever it takes to become successful? Are you part of the masses and think that December is for relaxing, taking it easy, going on holiday, like the employees do, like the employee mindset? Or are you part of the entrepreneurial mindset that understands how important December is, how critical it is for your future? Are you part of the masses and you join ACN and become part of the ACN club and never really achieve anything and just hang out and just say, hey, well, I started 49, I might as well go to the meeting? Or are you going to be part of RPM Global's Elite 1000 that go RVP and SCP, that change their lives, that impact hundreds of thousands globally and feed children all over the world? Who are you going to be? Because at the end of the day, the decision is yours. And I invite you right now, not tomorrow, not next week, right now, before you go to bed tonight, to make this decision. And here's the decision I want you to make. It's an important decision. It's a decision that can alter your life and your family's life forever. Will I be part of RPM Global's Elite 1000? That will change their life and lives of people around the world dramatically? Or will I choose to be part of the masses? That's the choice I want you to make tonight before you go to bed. And for those of you that choose to be part of the Elite 1000, the RPM special group of people that go RVP and Senior Vice President, let me tell you something. I'm going to be so excited to work with you over the upcoming years to change not only our life and feed kids, but to make an impact all over the world. Because let me tell you something. We're going to change how people make money. We're going to have fun and play together in the ACM business like no one's ever seen before. And we're going to leave no one behind that wants an incredible future. So here's what there is to do now. Okay? This is December. This is December of 2018. December the 9th. So we have about 3 weeks left before the end of the year. So here's what we're going to do. And here's my invitation to you. Over the next few years, the next few weeks, sorry, get to work like you've never worked before. Like imagine it's the end of 2018. It's Christmas Eve. And you go and party. Sure, go and have party Christmas Eve. But you're exhausted. You're exhausted from all the hard work you put in the last 2 to 3 weeks. That's my invitation to you. And here's what we're going to do on December 30th, the last Sunday of the month. We're going to create the goals that you need to create and the structure you need to have for 2018. So all everything you're creating, everything you're doing, you're going to be able to have an incredible year for 2019. So mark in your calendars, Sunday, December 30th. That will be a magical day that you're going to be able to create the structure and success for 2019. But here's what I'll also tell you. Without doing anything now, that call will be of limited value to you, I promise. But for those of you that just take seriously what I just said and they figure it out, even though we have family and all the things that go along with the season, but you make the sacrifice and you find a way to create what needs to be done, I promise you that call will totally change your life, what's possible, and what you're going to create. Now, look, when you get started and creating this momentum, it's going to seem like it's an uphill struggle. It's going to seem like it's difficult. It's going to seem like you're trudging in, 8 feet of snow. I promise you that's normal. That's part of what it takes to become successful. But your goal is to keep fighting, keep trudging, keep stepping, keep going through the heavy snow. Because one day what will happen is you'll hit the top, and all of a sudden you'll be running down the other side of the mountain that you've been climbing in heavy snow. And you'll be running and running and faster, all of a sudden it'll become effortless and simpler. And you're like, wow, this is so great and this is easy. You have your momentum, you're riding your momentum, and you keep doing what you're doing, and you ride that all the way to regional and senior vice president. But the beginning is always the hardest. It's never easy. It's not meant to be easy. So for those of you that are ready to get to work, sacrifice, make a difference, go through the toughness, and this is going to be over the next few weeks, I promise you, something magical awaits on the other side. So I'm excited, guys. I'm going to be going crazy myself. I love the month of December. It is the great, to me, it's my favorite month of the whole year because of all the incredible things that are happening. I can't wait to meet our future leaders that we recruit this month. I'm going to be brand new in RPM because some of those people will have some of the biggest organizations in all our business that we recruit this month. So, guys, thank you for being on our call tonight. I can't wait to talk to you all again in the upcoming weeks. I love you. Go RPM, and let's change your life forever.